Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is our newest federal holiday, Juneteenth, and joining us, Judge Cheryl Lynn Allen, who became the first African-American woman to be elected to Pennsylvania Superior Court, a Pittsburgh native, went to Penn State, then went to the University of Pittsburgh to study law. Judge, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
You're one of those rare individuals who went to Penn State and Pitt at the same time. So when they used to play each other, you were conflicted maybe.
Not really. Not really. I was pretty much a diehard Penn State fan.
I got you. So, Judge, what does this day mean to you, since you were somebody who's broken through the glass ceiling in a very, very important role in our country?
Well, it's just a memory that, or it just serves to remind us that we continue to make progress in the recognition that all men and women were created equally, and that in this country, we all have an opportunity to develop and to become, and to develop our skills, to develop our talents, and to really realize the American dream.
You are somebody that women in particular, and all people should celebrate, but you've also shown that by achieving this level of the law, that it's possible.
Yes, and that's what I really think it's so important for women and men of all ethnicities to understand that it is possible. And I unfortunately, we hear too many people pending or overlooking the progress that we have made as a nation. You know, we are among the few among the first nations in the world to outlaw slavery. You know, we had a history of slavery in this country, but we've overcome that. And not every country can say that. And I can say in my own life, the opportunities have been there. It took a lot of hard work. Sometimes there were setbacks. And I'm not going to sit here and say that there were not occasions when along my journey I did not experience racism and discrimination, because I certainly did. But then there were obstacles put into my pathway, but they were not insurmountable obstacles, obviously. I was elected to Common Pleas Court in Allegheny County, a county whose African-American population is less than 13%. And the same can be said for the state of Pennsylvania. So while there were obstacles, they were obviously not insurmountable obstacles. And I find that as I traveled throughout the state running for Superior Court, most people want to see good people in office. and there were always people who were willing to help me all across the state just because they thought I was a candidate worth supporting, and it had nothing to do with my ethnicity.
I think that's the heart of it, isn't it, Judge, where you don't want to use that as even a descriptor. You know how they used to say in sports, oh, the first black quarterback or, you know, you reach a place where you're not talking about that. It's in your situation, you're a judge, you're a superior court judge.
I've campaigned in some parts of Pennsylvania where I can honestly say there was no one in the room who looked like me.
I'm sure.
But fortunately, there were many people in the room who held my values, who looked at the world through the same lens and shared my worldview. And they supported me. They were the people who worked the hardest for me. And so, back in the 60s, when I was maybe going through the civil rights movement and, when I was a radical, I might look at a person of a different ethnicity and assume certain things until they proved otherwise. Now, today, I assume that people want to do the right thing and that they want to be fair and just until I assume that about them until they prove otherwise. And that's the way I approach life. And I can honestly say traveling across the state, I've met many people, made many friends. And even to this day, even though I'm not a candidate, through my work with the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I still come into contact with many of those individuals. And, I've learned to judge people, as Dr. Martin Luther King said, by the content of their character. And I found that most people do the same as it relates to me. Now, of course, there are those exceptions, but I look at those exceptions as people who have a problem. They're not my problem.
Well said, Judge. We celebrate you and your achievements on this day, too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Judge Cheryl Lynn Allen, the first African-American woman to be elected to the Pennsylvania Superior Court. And when you hear her attitude, you understand why she's been successful.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.